Well, loyal Bristol Beats Club listeners should by now already know the drill, but seeing as we don't actually have any, let's lay down some ground rules.
The Bristol Beats Club are unlike almost all other music journalists. In fact, we bring a whole new meaning to the word journalist.
Because despite the fact we did spend a considerable amount of time frequenting Lollapalooza's press toilets...
VIP, mate, plumbed in.
We more often than not eschew such press-based privileges to report on what you, a fun-loving member of the general public, can expect from a festival such as Lollapalooza Berlin.
Yep, we involuntarily consume swathes of alcohol and put our health at risk, despite now being clearly far too old to do so. Just so you get the hard and hazy facts.
And not simply a list of songs played by each band or the official Lollapalooza Berlin press release, rehashed with a few more superlatives thrown in.
The idea is that you get to decide whether or not the festival's worth the €100 plus asking price.
And the airfare, in fact, if you're travelling from the UK.
Or whether or not you're better off frequenting another music festival elsewhere on the continent.
We should point out before we begin that the Bristol Beats Club aims neither to offend nor entertain anyone, and as Dame let slip way back in 2013 in the first ever Bristol Beats Club podcast...
We're not in the business of factual representations of things.
Okay. So sit back and enjoy our candid, offensive and potentially unfactual review of Lollapalooza Berlin 2015. We'll see you on the other side.
However you choose to arrive at Lollapalooza Berlin, you should try and avoid arriving hungover following two Germanwings flights that were both delayed by over an hour each.
Because we can assure you, it does not make queuing for the festival in the baking heat any less daunting.
That's right, Lollapalooza is now a relatively commercial festival, and the Berlin arm isn't any different.
And whilst this does have its upsides...
Like the fact you get a hell of a lineup for a very reasonable price.
It does mean that it's somewhat oversubscribed.
We did have to queue for quite some time to get in.
I clocked it at about 45 minutes odds, which by British standards is pretty acceptable.
But by German standards, it's probably punishable under criminal law.
So needless to say, by the time we actually made it into the festival, we were parched.
But at least this time, we were prepared.
You're talking about the cashless system?
I am indeed. Just like at Best Kept Secret Festival, Lollapalooza Berlin is entirely cashless.
Yep, in an effort to keep the bar and food queues down, the Lollapalooza payment mechanism is all electronic.
You simply top up a chip on your wristband at designated top-up points.
Then use that chip to pay for things like Superman.
It's an efficient system, and being the old, haggard festival vets that we are, we even went out of our way to beat the queues entirely by topping up our wristbands via the festival app, which meant as soon as we got in, it was to the bar.
But of course, our pre-credited wristbands failed on us on first usage.
Which meant that, like a 15-year-old kid who's been caught smuggling beer from his father's fridge, two grown men had their beers snatched out of their hands by an angry German bartender who told us we didn't have enough money to pay for them.
Which is why we advise, if you go to Lollapalooza, top up your wristband not via the festival app, but at the designated top-up points located within the festival gates.
And for God's sake, make sure your band is activated on the way in.
Two queues, some language barriers, and a couple of long overdue pints later, and we'd started to get into the Lolla music.
And US-based up-and-comers Joywave played a blinder. If you've not heard of them, check them out. The band were arguably the act of the festival.
Yeah, either them or Everything Everything, I reckon, who incidentally were on almost immediately afterwards.
And I must say, Chris was practicing a strange phenomenon by this point. He'd been to the bar, but instead of coming back with another beer, he'd come back with water. I questioned him on his decision.
When you indulge in spacer drinks, you wake up feeling less like a prune.
Spacer drinks, it turns out, are water rounds between beers. Sound in theory.
But in practice, it was going to bankrupt us. So bottled water was €3 a pop, and as far as we found out, free drinking water simply isn't available at Lollapalooza Berlin.
And pints were €5.50 a go. They did come down to £4.50 a go if you handed your glass back in along with a token the bar staff gave out. But it was a practice the Bristol Beats Club was struggling to get the hang of.
Chris, I've amassed 16 tokens.
So what were we going to do? What would you do? You've got limited funds, but you need virtually unlimited beer. And that was when we spotted our saviour.
Yep, because wandering around by this point were lots of Germans who could speak lots of German, and that meant they had the inside knowledge.
Many, in fact most, of the local Lollapaloozites were wandering around with cartons of something or other. Orange juice, apple juice, even milk in some cases. It just couldn't be a coincidence.
And it fell to two underage drinkers to confirm our suspicions.
Hello, why is it everybody has these cartons at Lollapalooza?
You're thirsty?
You're thirsty?
Yeah.
Thirsty for what? You can answer honestly.
Okay, maybe because we can bring alcohol with us.
So you can take booze in, as long as it's in a cardboard carton.
Almost immediately after finding out, it was off to the closest supermarket,
where we picked up a bottle of vodka for €5, which is less than the price of a Bristol Beats Club festival pint, along with our cranberry juice mixers and a rather strange-looking German sausage as a snack.
Which neither of us could bring ourselves to take a single bite from.
Dame, there is literally no way in hell I'm going to eat those sausages.
What the fuck did we buy them then?
Plied with cheap booze and cranberry juice, it was off to FFS, then digitalism, and then churches over on the alternative stage.
And I must say, the alternative stage was somewhat neglected.
That's right, yeah. So at this place you've got main stage 1, main stage 2, the alternative stage, and Perry's stage. And needless to say, the owner certainly isn't on the alternative stage.
It doesn't even have screens. Which would be fine if the festival was undersubscribed.
But as we said, it's now rather commercial.
Which meant that it was packed to the rafters. Our vision was heavily impaired.
And we largely chose to engage in a political debate for the entirety of Church's set. The vodka had gone to our heads, as we found out when we took a break between sets and Dame started running around in his best German accent, asking every man, woman and child.
Ah, bist du noch in mein Freund?
Now, Beats Clubbers, we like the Libertines more than anyone.
They truly are one of our favourite bands.
And were one of the reasons we went to Lollapalooza in the first place.
But we're sad to report their set was a little bit lacking in parts.
They had pulled out of 2 gigs prior to their appearance at Lollapalooza.
Which meant it was a miracle they even showed up.
And went some way to explaining the fact they couldn't quite keep in time, had to cut their songs off and restart them, and seemed a little unable to recall their own lyrics.
We were left to indulge in a few more beers before calling it a night, but not before a quick snack to sober us up.
The sausages are alright.
You'd be amazed at what German people have for breakfast. Eating in Berlin was the one time we were actually regretting the fact we neglected to bring along a mountain of breakfast biscuits.
German breakfast is just a complete mishmash of things. It's got these eggs with sausages and a bit of cheese on the side. Jam as well. Jam and honey.
However, it is difficult to see where the origins fit in.
But once we'd eaten, it was back to the festival.
Coasts were first on the bill.
I was personally unamused at the frontman's insistence on acting out each lyric he possibly could. For example, by pointing to his feet during the lyric, Soles of Your Feet.
However, as I am a massive bender, I really enjoyed it. And I've never been more annoyed that it is in fact Chris who wrote this review.
The Sunday was a little more patchy on the musical side of things, which left lots of time to indulge in some of the festival's miscellaneous highlights.
You know what we mean here. They're the added extras, the above and beyond.
And to be honest, Lollapalooza did really quite well.
It was surprising considering its commercialism. wasn't it?
Yeah, they had something for the kids there called Kidsapalooza, some fashiony bit called Fashionapalooza, a nice little foodie court, and a fun fair simply called Fun Fair.
Not very inventive with the names, though.
Nor were they with the games, either.
Yeah, every single game was the same thing. Chuck a ball in a hole in 8 different variations.
And whilst we're hoping it was some kind of hilarious irony, deep down we're pretty sure it was supposed to be taken at face value.
But it was good fun nonetheless. Accompanied by face painting, acrobatic performances, theatrical stunts, and a hell of a lot of photo booths.
So long as you were willing to spend your entire time at the festival queuing.
It's true. There were queues for almost everything, but the toilets suffered the most.
Yes, Beats Clubbers, we're sad to report that Lollapalooza had major toilet issues on day one, which meant that there were lots of people just pissing right there on the floor.
For the Bristol Beats Club, though, it meant the one time we exercised our access all areas pass to pop to the loo without queuing, but we can assure you it was 100% necessary.
Did you run to the bathroom?
You can't run, Chess. It makes it worse. You've just got to kind of shuffle.
To be fair to the festival organisers, they chipped in a load more portaloos for day two, so it can be forgiven for their temporary mishap.
What was really unforgivable was how close together they plonked the stages.
That's right, yeah. It wasn't a major issue on the Saturday because few bands overlapped, but at times on the Sunday, it was just utter chaos.
As we found out after we'd finished checking out Lollapalooza's miscellaneous delights, we wandered over to Clean Bandit's set, lured in by some pretty impressive covers the guys were playing.
But when we got there, we couldn't really tell what the fuck was going on. The stages were just clearly overlapping.
The acoustics were all over the place. It was impossible to enjoy Clean Bandit's set because it was completely intertwined with Brand New Set, who were playing simultaneously less than 100 feet away.
The acoustics are seriously failing this place.
Nevertheless, we made the most of it and caught some wicked sets from Stereophonics and Bell and Sebastian before heading over to the show's closer, Muse.
Matt Bellamy and co put on a hell of a performance, pulling out all the stops to get the crowd going. We're talking massive black balloons, streamers, and a light show John Lewis would be proud of a lot.
And that more or less brought a close to Lollapalooza Berlin 2015. A few Scots we bumped into attempted to persuade us to join them at a Berlin superclub, but we'd had enough.
It had been another long summer and we'd done our bit, but our old, tired bodies just couldn't take it anymore. And as we took a seat to rest our tired legs before the inevitably Rawberry trip, first back to the hostel and then back to the UK, Dame summed things up nicely with one simple sentence.
Chris, next summer we're going to Centre Parks.
Well, Beats Clubbers, that just about concludes not only our Lollapalooza Berlin review, but also our run of festival reviews for 2015.
Thanks for staying with us to the very end. And hey, if you liked it, why not subscribe to the show on iTunes?
We're just about ready to make a fresh batch of 6 new podcasts featuring 12 up-and-coming Indietronica artists that will shape the festivals of years to come.
If you want to hear it all first, you know what to do.
My name has been Chris Bilko.
And I am a massive bender.
We love you all very, 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 very much.
Bristol Beats XX.